This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for Sam and Greg on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9TheGame.com. Good Sunday morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
Oh, who's that?
Listen to this. How about that, right?
That's not Greg.
Yeah, it's not Greg. It's not Greg. Nine floors up in IKEA Studios in this stormy Sunday morning. Got Sam Crenshaw. I got Jason Longshore sitting in for Greg, who's on assignment. That's all we're going to say.
He's back at Bucky's. We know.
He's back there. He's for the brisket.
Those brisket tacos are good. They're worth the trip.
Maybe where he is. He had to watch out for him. He was down there. And I'm going to say a good morning, Georgia.
Good morning.
And I say good morning to the folks in Sonoya.
Sonoya?
Yeah.
I don't know a lot about Sonoya.
Yeah.
Give me a fact on Sonoya.
I just know it's there.
Okay, fair enough.
Down there, you know, and I say that because they're in that part of the area that was kind of highlighted this morning for some of the strong weather that came through our area.
Like most of the state, yeah. We got some of it through here. A lot of lights out.
Yep, there are a lot of power outages, and we're monitoring those type things. Hope all is well wherever you are in our listening area, and that can be anywhere from our neighbors to the west in the state of Alabama, because mm-hmm. it came rumbling through there before it came through here. You know, there are probably some trees down and some power out. Hope everything is well where you are. So, you know.
Be careful through those intersections with lights out or lights flashing. Just make it a stop sign. Just be careful.
Don't assume the other person knows, right?
You know, yes. You're out there. Defensive driving.
That is the best thing to do. And be safe as you move around the area until the sun comes up here in a little bit, which we hopefully see the sun today. We did not see it yesterday.
Oh, yesterday was weird.
And you know personally because you were out there around it yesterday.
I was everywhere yesterday. I called almost – no, actually, it was over 300 minutes of soccer yesterday. I did the first ever – preseason MLS match with three halves.
How did that happen?
You want to get everybody playing time in the last preseason game, so I get it. But when it was described to me as three halves, I'm like, wait a minute. I did pay attention in school. I don't know how three halves is possible of anything. So they played three 45-minute segments, which is a lot. Myself, Jarrett Smith, we called that. And then two games to conclude the Creek Cup High School Tournament, which is a great event. First time they've done it. They had five different brackets, two on the girls' side, three on the boys' side. Really good games. Both went to penalty shootouts to decide championships last night. It was a fun night. My voice might be a little scratchy today because there was a lot of yelling for me about goals and screaming and yelling about soccer.
Yeah, that's fantastic. That's a kickoff to the high school season, though, and getting things started, right?
First week. Yeah, that was the first weekend of the tournament of the season. So it's interesting to see teams that we saw last year make deep runs, what they look like this year. You know, some surprises, good and bad, I think, on both sides of it. But non-region play, you know how it is in all sports. It's an opportunity to get tested.
Yeah.
And I think you're seeing some teams take that opportunity right now.
All right. All right, folks. On this rainy Sunday morning, Jason's going to be – we're here until 10 o'clock this morning, but we got some great guests lined up for you. John Nelson's going to join us. He's going to talk more high school soccer and a little bit of everything when you get John.
That's up. What Nelly does.
What's going to happen. Adam Alexander's going to join us. Tell us what's happening down at Daytona as they get set for the Great American Race later on today. Terrell Thomas is just back from Philadelphia in the Big Eagles Celebration Parade. We'll talk about that, plus some NBA All-Star Weekend. But up next, high school hoops. Kyle Sandy gets us set for the state tournament that gets started this week. That's coming up. You stay with us on this Sunday morning here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com. Sports Radio.
Chicago winters can be tough. Snow, ice, and freezing temps make every drive a challenge. If you're thinking it's time for a new Chevy, you're right. Your local Chevy dealer has the perfect vehicle to keep you safe and confident on the road. From heavy-duty performance to everyday versatility, Chevy has you covered. The Silverado offers unmatched power. The Equinox and Blazer provide all-weather confidence. Need room for the whole crew? Check out the Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban. Or go for the sporty, city-friendly tracks, perfect for navigating winter streets. Visit ChevyDriveChicago.com. That's ChevyDriveChicago.com to explore the latest models, find special offers, locate your nearest dealer, and even start shopping online. Don't let winter slow you down. Find your next Chevy today at ChevyDriveChicago.com. That's ChevyDriveChicago.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Radio 92.9 The Game at 92.9thegame.com. You got Sam and Jason with you on this Sunday morning. Boy, it's been rain has come through the area. We still got some rain out there, but the really, really heavy stuff with the high winds. And we got some power outages. I think Georgia Power says around 123,000 customers without power right now. Hopefully get that back on. Hopefully it's not affecting you wherever you are. And glad that you're with us on this Sunday morning. Yep. Okay. I know you had high school soccer last night, but it's the beginning of the spring sports.
We're at the very beginning on that side.
Very beginning. But then you got your winter sports that are headed for the state championships with some already. We've had wrestling. But we'll tell you how that ended up at the top of the hour. But it's time for the state tournament for basketball. And the guy who is just chomping at the bit and ready to go is Kyle Sandy, who joins us now. Kyle, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you doing this morning?
Well, the lights are on, and that's a good thing. I hope all is well where you are.
Yes, yes. Everything is well up here in northeast Georgia. I did not even know that we have a lot of storms going on down there, so I hope everyone's being careful. And like you said, everyone has power this morning.
I think you were in that pocket of the state that you were spared from it, Kyle.
Yeah, for once we get spared. Usually we get hammered with snow or this, that, and the other. So I'm not used to being in the quiet part of the
In the lucky part of the state this morning.
That is great. Talk about this week that's coming up. What you've seen this past week during the region tournaments, and now we're all ready to the march on Macon begins this week.
Yeah, it was a exciting week of basketball as usual, and as we mentioned. last week. It is very difficult to beat teams 2, 3, 4 times, and we saw that all throughout the state. There were a good handful of upsets across boys and girls basketball. I think the biggest one that really caught a lot of people's eyes, I know it caught my eye, and I think it was probably the biggest upset in the state, was how about Milton, a traditional power on the boys' side, came into the region tournament. I think they were probably ranked in the top 3 in their classification. They fall to the 3-4 game after they were upset by Lanier, a team that was hovering around 500. So Milton as a 3 seed is definitely not what you want to see if you are in the postseason. So Riverwood, the defending state champs in class, I guess it's 5A now, they have to see Milton, a team that is obviously been a 1-seed type team all season long in the first round. So stuff like that always happens this time of year. You always see your brackets flipped upside down, but that was probably the biggest result this past week that really caught my eye.
What do you put some of those upsets like that down to, Kyle? Is it parity around the state? Is it just the level of talent is getting better and it's a little more spread out, or is it just one of those years?
I think it's just familiarity. When you see teams 3-4 times, you know exactly what they're going to run. You know what their style of play is. You're used to it by now. You kind of can ready yourself for that. And at this time of year, let's be honest, you have to have luck on your side. You got to stay healthy. You have to have a couple shots bounce your way. It's crazy. I mean, I was watching some games last night. We had Dublin and Southwest Macon go into triple overtime, which was a wild affair that Southwest Macon ended up pulling out. Another game, how about Model versus Temple? Temple was up by about 11 points in the fourth quarter. They miss a free throw late, leave it at a three-point game with about 5 seconds left. Model races the ball down the floor and then banks in a three-pointer from just inside the half-court line to send that game to overtime, and Model ends up winning the region championship. So as I mentioned, teams that play to the final buzzer, they usually put themselves in a great position to have luck go their way, and it's just really, really, really tough to beat good teams multiple times.
You said that was a bank? The bank's not open on Saturday evenings. Come on, man. Did they call that shot?
I could not hear on the YouTube broadcast, but I'm sure they might have whispered it.
Yeah, folks, we're spending time this morning with Kyle Sandy. He is social. You can find him at KyleSandy355 or at Sandy Spiel for everything right now. You know, high school basketball that's coming in this tournament. How about on the girls' side? Who'll be watching and who's come through very well?
Oh, yes, another exciting time of basketball. How about Grayson, the Grayson Rams, the girls? I know they won the state championship last year. They're undefeated throughout the season. A team that was going into this year, thought they were going to be good, didn't think they would be right back at the level of last year, but Coco Rudolph moves in the middle of the season, another D1 player to pair with Tatum Brown, who was a region player of the year, and Coach Tim Slater has the Rams rolling. They go through that region tournament and win another region title. They held off Newton 50-44. So Grayson, who lost their first game of the season to Cherokee, has not lost a game since. And speaking of Cherokee, as we just said, oh, it's hard to beat a team 3 times. Cherokee beats North Paulding, who was number 1 in the state this year, 49-48 after a late missed free throw from North Paulding. So it is just so, so tight in these classifications. Again, we got the 6 classifications instead of the 7 now, so it's condensed, more good teams and regions, so you're going to see a lot more competitive games, I feel like. Maybe not as much when you get to the power ranking system where you only have like 33 teams to pull from and 32 are going to get in. There's going to be some tough matches in the first round for like the private schools and stuff, but then these 6A, 5A, 4As, there's going to be slobber knockers. I know we used that term last week, but there's going to be some big heavy-hitting matchups in the first round. Yes, sir.
You mentioned it on the boys' side with Milton. Is there a team on the girls' side that maybe fell in that region tournament that could be a big surprise from a lower seed spot?
Just based on things that happen out here, like I'm looking at teams like, you know, Jackson County, of course. We got to give them a shout-out, a 3 seed. They got a tough draw. They're heading to Veterans, who's got a really good player in Narayan Nelson that can score 40 points per game. Other than that, for the most part, looking at things, how about Warner Robins? I mean, they didn't fall to a 3 or a 4 spot, but Warner Robins was undefeated the entire year, and they lose to Ware County in the region championship. So Warner Robins girls heading into the postseason at, I believe, what are they looking at, 24-1, and they don't even get the region championship. They settle for a 2 seed. But looking at how the bracket plays out, maybe it wasn't the worst thing in the world. I know they got a tough matchup with Southwest Academy in the first round, but outside of that, they might have a bit of a athletic advantage moving forward. They play very aggressive. Trinity Thomas is a great player that can go the length of the court and take over games. So maybe doing that, avoiding that side that has Marist and Creekside, if Warner Robins can win out, they'll see only one of those two teams on the other side of the bracket in the state championship if they get there. Easier said than done.
Yeah, definitely easier said than done. All right, where are you headed? Because you usually all over the place as far as games. Have you picked out the places you're going to go to starting out?
I have not yet. I know for one location on Tuesday, I will be in Middle Georgia, and I will be watching the Veterans Warhawks against Jackson County Lady Panthers. You know the reasons why for that.
Yep, absolutely.
But other than yes. Other than that, I really have to take it day by day. And of course, game times are still getting finalized, so I will decipher that in a little while. But when it's this week, it's just, you know, just try to keep your head above water, get all the scores, and fill out your brackets, and then go from there. But of course, remember, we are still waiting for those power rating system brackets to come out today, which will come out in the afternoon starting at around like 2 o'clock or so. They'll have Zoom meetings and let coaches know, okay, this is exactly who you're going to play. And it's going to be tough for those small schools because, again, you only get 1-2 days max of preparation to grab game film, to scout out, and then you'll have, again, out of those 1 or 2 days, tougher on the girls than it is on the boys. Maybe 1 day of practice to go over a scout and prepare, but that's something to keep an eye on later on today when those brackets do get released for those other classifications, because we only have about maybe 4 of the classifications that don't use the power rating system filled out, but everything else comes out later today.
Yeah, that new system, for people who are getting caught up and kind of jumping into this at this stage, explain it a little bit as to how that works.
Yeah, so it's a whole big algorithm, and the GHSA does a good job of explaining what is going on. You can go onto their website and click their state playoff power ranking system, and it tells you exactly where you land in that. It's based on winning percentage, opponents winning percentage, opponents winning percentage. So it's a whole algorithm, and it dictates who is going to be where, seeding the teams 1 through 32. It's not going by the region finish. It's not the top 4 teams automatically necessarily go in that order. So you're going to have it more so ranked based on that algorithm. So it's going to be interesting. Again, on the very smaller classifications on the private side, pretty much everyone's going to go in, but others, you're going to have some at-large bids when you consider some of these classifications where you have a lot of private schools in there. You had to pull them out to put them in their own separate state tournament. So you're talking about, okay, there's going to be maybe 4 or 5 at-large bids. And then determining on how you finish in your region tournament, that'll tell you as well. So I think everyone, it's a learning process for everybody this year. It's a little bit complicated. But once you're able to see it, touch it, feel it, we'll get more of an idea of how it's going to shape up. But I've seen some projections. There's been some people that have done some great jobs of logging all the data and projections to see what they think the state tournament brackets are going to look like. And that's going to be fun to see exactly how accurate those projections are.
Yeah, I'm going to be interested to see
state tournament time.
I'll be really interested to see your feedback after that comes out, because you know the game better than anybody around the state. And I always wonder if the equations are going to match up the eye test that we all have.
Yeah. That's the thing.
Yeah, I don't think it will. But hey, at the end of the day, good teams got to beat good teams. But
true.
It's going to be interesting.
And then there's Buford, who's offering people ice cream to come to the games with white towels. They got to deal with DQ, right?
Yeah.
And say, let's
ice
show
cream?
People the blizzard. When other teams get this, ready to shoot free throws, bring a white towel and move the towels.
Okay.
I
like it.
That. You see that? What did you think of that, man? That's a little creative and a little different. What did you think of that, Kai?
I, hey, you never put anything past Buford. They will pull out all the stops this time of year. Both those teams won region championships in thrilling fashion. The girls won by 2 over Mill Creek, and then Collins Hill missed the layup at the buzzer, and the Buford boys won. So 2 thrilling games. So, yeah, bring out the blizzards. Bring out the chicken tenders. I love those chicken tenders, those chicken fingers from Dairy Queen. Might have to get those involved as well. But, yes, going to be a good environment over there at Buford.
Highly underrated chicken tenders.
See, oh, 100%.
See. All right. Look, man, we appreciate you spending some time with us on this Sunday morning. And I'm going to tell Greg that he missed it because Greg is on assignment. We won't say where he is.
Oh.
We think he's hiding out. He's down the highway at Bucky's, probably hiding out. But anyway, we got Jason and we're having a great time this morning. And glad that you spent some time with us. Let's have a great week. We're going to be following you, especially after later today, to see what you feel about the power rankings. And so thanks so much for joining us. We've been keeping up with you on the road to Macon.
Hey, thanks, guys. Stay safe out there.
You too. Thanks so much, Kyle.
All right. That is Kyle Sandy and keeping up with everything that's happening. This is his time of year.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? State championship. You cover it all season. And, you know, the thing with basketball in this state, I always tell people some of the best high school basketball is played before the holiday break. And we miss it because we're so focused on high school football at that time. But, you know, some of the great matchups, some of the tip-off tournaments where teams from other states come into our area to play because we got such great competition. And we're going to talk about why that great competition coming up next. Some people who really kind of laid the groundwork for that who are being honored now. But, yeah, I mean, you miss some of it. So you're trying to play catch-up here as you get into your region, and now it's state tournament time. So getting ready for that march to make it. Okay, all right, top of the hour. We got to call an audible. Adam Alexander has to come to us in the 7 o'clock hour. So at 7:20, Adam Alexander is going to join us from Daytona to get us ready to go racing down there today. But up next, we're going to go over some local things, get you some college scores, and talk about those folks, you know, who did some great things. And maybe talk about All-Star games, too. We got them happening this
week. We got lots of things we can get into this morning.
It's all over the place, folks. But Greg is on assignment. We're not sure where he is. But it's me, it's Jason, and Noel, other side of the glass, because Noel's world's coming up in the next hour as well. It is Sunday morning. You're listening to us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.